Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. New revelations in the New Jersey bridge traffic scandal. Also, a neuroscientist gets the shock of his life when his brain scan showed that he has the brain of a psychopath. Let's get started. We begin with the bridge traffic scandal and the breaking news about the political motives for the whole mess. There's a new stack of documents out that suggests some of the players knew they were inflicting pain and took steps to shield themselves from any blowback. The documents come from the State Assembly Committee that's investigating the affair. More than 2,000 pages of emails, letters, and other correspondence. A lot to go through. No smoking gun right now, perhaps, but clear indications at this point that Chris Christie's top appointee to the agency, as well as another Christie appointee, were aware that closing several lanes of traffic leading to the George Washington Bridge could cause political fallout. They also reveal that state officials were made aware that the traffic was potentially affecting public safety. Again, though, no smoking gun like the one that touched off the scandal in the first place. Christie aide Bridget Ann Kelly's email to Christie appointee David Wilstein saying, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee." And his reply, "Got it." Wilstein's gone from his job, taking the fifth when asked about the affair. Governor Christie fired Kelly yesterday, as you know. She may soon be called to give testimony, and that could be interesting, of course. A source telling CNN's Aaron McPike, quote, it's widely held in Trenton that this, meaning the traffic mess, wasn't her order. So the question is, whose order was it? More now on Kelly, the scandal, and what the documents have to say from Joe Johns, who's been carefully wading through them. Joe?
Anderson, there's a question already about whether there was an attempt to conceal what was going on from public discussion. In email exchanges dated September 13th, Patrick Foy, who is a top Port Authority official, essentially terminated the lane closures, and he said he was going to get to the bottom of whatever happened. Bill Baroni, a Christie-appointed Port Authority official who resigned in December over the controversy, replied to the email saying he was on his way to office to discuss, and there can be no public discourse on the controversy. In response, Foy wrote, "Bill, that's precisely the problem. There's been no public discourse on this." Now, this paper trail also shows at least one other member of Governor Christie's senior staff who hasn't been named publicly was forwarded an email detailing the extent of the problems on the bridge. However, we don't know whether that staffer actually read that document. Really no indication she was involved in any political retribution, Anderson.
Go ahead, Joe.
Go ahead. No. The other thing I just wanted to mention is, the mayor question is a huge question, Anderson, and I know a lot of people have been interested in that, the mayor of Fort Lee telling people he was being blamed for the problem with the bridge, and he wrote that the Port Authority police were blaming him.
So, I mean, it does appear to be a political vendetta against the mayor of Fort Lee, the Democrat who endorsed Christie's opponent in last year's gubernatorial election. You've actually found an interesting document related to the mayor talking about who was being blamed for the traffic nightmare.
Right. Yeah, well, this was actually a letter that was written by the mayor, and he wrote it to the top Port Authority official, Bill Baroni, that I talked about earlier, who's already resigned. And the mayor was sort of drawing this conclusion on his own that this was being done to make him look bad. He said there were punitive overtones associated with it. So the mayor obviously had some real concerns about that, Anderson.